Marijuana is strictly prohibited in Idaho, but one Oregon city a stone's throw from the heart of the Treasure Valley could soon be a destination for cannabis enthusiasts. A voter initiative in Ontario is collecting signatures to overturn the town's ban on recreational pot and licensing dispensaries. According to Ron Verini, the mayor of Ontario, the movement toward relaxing the town's pot laws has been growing.
You know, there's always been a segment of our community that has been in favor of marijuana. There was a time when we were considering, as a city, legalizing the medical dispensaries. As the rules changed in Salem and they allowed the medical dispensaries to also dispense recreation, that's when there was a little bit of tension in our community against marijuana per se. As the years have progressed and Huntington, of course, legalized the dispensaries, we are seeing more and more people in our community that are here for marijuana.
This initiative is in process. They're collecting signatures to legalize recreational marijuana in the city. What do you make of that? How would that impact your town?
Well, obviously, it'll change the landscape of the city dramatically. Since we are a border town with Idaho, and Idaho being an extremely conservative state without legalization, it would create a tremendous amount of inflow of people coming from Idaho to Ontario.
What are your concerns associated with that?
You know, concerns is a difficult word. Anything new for a community, there's going to be changes, there's going to be unintended consequences. I look at Huntington and what that has brought to that city, and I'm sure it'll bring to this city, additional revenues that come down to the bottom line. But it'll also bring in a tremendous amount of traffic and a tremendous amount of people with the increased level of folks coming into our community. We'll have additional traffic problems. We will have, in some cases, the possibility of increased crime. But all in all, if the citizens actually vote on it and approve it, it's something that we will adjust to over time.
You highlight completely legitimate concerns and issues that could stem from this, but this could also be a real windfall for your community that is struggling financially. What do you make of that aspect of this proposal?
Well, I don't know about a windfall. You know, we just had a 1% sales tax go down in flames. It would have brought in approximately $3 to $4 million for our general fund. The marijuana is estimated to bring in between $450,000 and maybe $750,000. But if you think about all of the added police that we might have, the challenges with our fire department that will come about from time to time, I don't think you would consider it a windfall.
Well, perhaps not a windfall. That was a poor word choice on my end. But considering your proximity to Idaho's most populous area, that would surely be a huge draw for many people, not only in Boise, but you've got, you know, Caldwell, Meridian, all of these big growing towns in a state that will have nothing to do with marijuana. If you are so inclined, you simply have to drive 45 minutes and there you are in Ontario. You're a one-stop shop.
Well, exactly. That is positive for the town as far as taxation. But I don't think it's so positive for Idaho citizens and their state, because obviously we will have the challenges of people coming into our community and carrying it back to Idaho.
It's high-minded of you to be concerned about that, but is that your concern?
Absolutely, it's my concern. These are our neighbors. Wouldn't you be concerned about your neighbors? Our community is not only Ontario. Yes, I am concerned about Idaho because they are our neighbors. and I think we have to be somewhat respectful.
Have you been, or is there any sort of idea as to how you would consult with Idaho should this pass?
You know, the bottom line on this whole thing is if and when it actually happens, the legalization of the dispensaries in Ontario, we will probably cross those bridges going down into the future.